Get to Kohl's this weekend and save during the Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. Get fleece for the family, $15.99 and under. The new Fitbit Inspire 2 is $99.99. And save on family denim, $17.59 and under. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Find a little more this fall. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers valid September 30th through October 4th. 20% off with promo code FAMILYSHOP. Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Episode 1906 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search, No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I apologize if anyone's offended by the title of this show. I used the term once in the show. So if this is a problem for you, I apologize. Click away. Don't listen. It's closer to the end of the presentation. So again, just, you know, an obscenity, if you find that offensive, warning at the beginning of the show. But it's about how to do a tough negotiation. And I've got more in the can later on, but this is the first, and I explain why most of the time I talk about gentler negotiations as well. Hope you find this show helpful, provocative, interesting, useful, that you can put it to practice sooner rather than later. And in the meantime, let's get going. This is a tactic for when you want to be tough in your negotiations. Now, most of what I've spoken about up until this point are the tactics of smooth and gentle and kind negotiation. And, you know, every once in a while, people chastise me for not going tougher. And I just want to say, the issue for most of the people who watch my videos is they're not prepared to get tougher. So I've covered a lot of gentle tactics up until this point. And now I'm going to do a series of them over the course of time that start with the tougher negotiation. And I alluded to one in an earlier video where someone had asked me about what do you do when you undervalued yourself at the time you were talking with the recruiter. Now, I always want to remind people, corporate HR, the recruiter for a corporation, is not your friend. They are there to drive you to the lowest possible point to get you to join and not be your ally. Now, you can turn them into that, but at the end of the game, their first allegiance is to their employer, not to you. So if you act like an amateur and you aren't prepared for the money conversation, you're going to leave money on the table. So this is one of those tactics that, you know, it can cause you to lose the offer, and that's okay, because let's work with the assumption that the money isn't right. So let's say, and I'm going to pick, you know, an arbitrary number. Let's say in the at the time of the first conversation, you told them you were looking for $90,000. The real number you want is more like $100,000, $105,000. You get the offer. Good news, we've made you an offer of $90,000. You notice what I've done there right off the bat is I've signaled to them that I'm not happy with that pause and that so right off the bat, you're being uncomfortable. And then from there, I want you to say, you know, from the time I started this conversation until now, I've had a chance to do some additional research. At the end of the day, what I've found is that organizations like yours are paying more in the area of 100 to 105 in the way of a base salary. I'd appreciate the offer being reconsidered and reproposed at something more at that level. Now here, what you've done is they've gone through their entire process, and now you're talking to corporate HR. They're making the offer to you. The hiring manager wants you. I want you to hear that part. The hiring manager has decided you're that person, and now you're going to turn around and say, wait a second, not at that price. So that puts the recruiter in a little bit of a bind because they've done a lot of work up until this point. The hiring manager has done a whole bunch of work up until this point. And, you know, they've decided you're the best fit. So changing the number up on them puts the recruiter into a bind where they have to now respond to the manager saying, you know, she's changed her mind about the number involved. And I want you to then follow up after you've done this pitch by saying, I want to be real clear. I want to join your firm. But I also want to be clear that I need to be treated fairly financially because I'm getting calls from, I've been getting calls from other recruiters throughout this process talking to me about jobs in 115, 120. And these are things that I can clearly do, but I want to join your firm and I want to be treated fairly. Repeat that mantra. You know, sit there and be sincere with it, but don't cave in. There's going to be a lot of pressure that's going to be put on you to give in to their lower number. But at the end of the day, remember, the hiring manager wants you. Now, again, this can blow up, and there's a lot of texture involved here, but this is the starting place. And you can cave in at any point after this if you want. But I'm telling you, a lot of times you're driving the number up more in line with that higher number just by saying, you know, I've been getting calls from other recruiters, recruiters at other firms talking to me about 115, 120. And I want to join your firm. I think there's terrific opportunities here, but I want to be treated more fairly. And just interrupting that offer in that kind of firm way, it will get you more results. They will probably up the offer, even if they don't hit 100, 105, they're going to up the offer off of the 90. And then you have another choice to make whether, you know, number one, what you were saying was true about 100, 105, or whether or not that 95, 97 counter that they're going to make to you. And they're going to say, we're going to have to get back to the hiring manager. I'd really appreciate it if you did because I really want to join. And would you like me to call? And they may talk with you and start devaluing your skills. Remember, that is part of the negotiation. They may say things like, well, on this grade level that we want to bring you in on, this is what our midpoint of the grade level is. Who cares? That's a deflection to say, you know, our hands are tied. So who can I speak with about assessing me to the higher level where the money is higher? Notice what I'm doing is they throw out a backhand, you're hitting a slam. So don't be, you know, I'll simply say, if your intention is to drive to the highest number, and you don't mind risking it all, being a ball breaker is a great approach for you. And you know, there was a guy I worked with. He did it twice. Eventually, I threw my hands up and said, I'm out of here. Yeah, because everything you tell me, you know, his skills were great. And my client wanted to hire him at a particular price. And then the number wound up being re-upped on more than one occasion. For me as a third-party recruiter, I'm going to a client that's asking me for opinions. I'm trying to drive to the highest point based upon what I'm being told, and now it's being changed. So for third-party recruiters, this isn't ideal. But for your direct contact with a corporate recruiter, you should be able to get the money upped. I'm Jeff Altman. Hope you found this helpful. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot more there to watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. If we aren't connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Lastly, if you're looking for coaching, you want advice, you want to talk with someone who's been in this for a long time and is very effective, reach out to me. You can do that through my website. Be happy to schedule time with you. I do charge for coaching, but it's going to be a home run for you. I'm Jeff Altman. Have a great day. Take care. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
You started as an RN, caring for one patient at a time, but now you're being called to help more patients more often. By earning your Master's in Nursing Leadership and Healthcare Systems degree online from Grand Canyon University, you could become a leader responsible for staff development and patient care outcomes. What do you think making a difference in healthcare looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.